have a hair, a wig, or to fix your hair. You might call it a hair. Going to the beauty shop to get a hair.
Hairdo.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about do as a verb, okay, mm-hmm. you might say, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. If you've already done it, you might say,
I did that.
If you're going to do it in the future, you'll say,
I will do that.
Okay, if you're sitting with a friend, not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you, what'd you say? You might say, I didn't say
anything.
Or you can say, I said
something.
Something. Or if you mean something negative, but you say, I said
nothing at all.
Okay. All right, but then he said, I thought you said
something.
No, I just don't hear anything.
Where is the voice?
No.
Definitely when you're taping.
Oh,
you still got it on tape.
What would be another word that you might use that would be the opposite of never?
Always. I've always.
Okay. See if you could finish this off. I've got thrown by a horse twice, and I've been scared of them ever
since.
Okay, how about if you're going to question somebody? You might say, I don't know the answer to that. You better
ask them.
Okay. So you did. You already did ask them. So you'd say,
I got my back on two tapes. That's 3 hours, Jan.
Hmm. Couple times.
Okay. All right, when children disagree or quarrel all the time, you might say, every time they meet, they
fuss or argue.
Okay. What about if it's an actual fist?
They fight.
Okay. All right, I think that's all of that.
Blessed.